From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 993rd broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Cowboy Copas.
I have roamed this wide world over, been contented and carefree, and I know just how you feel there, down in Nashville, Tennessee. Kept my head with all the others, kept my heart all fancy free, then I met you, loved and lost you, down in Nashville, Tennessee. Days are long and nights are lonely, since our story had to end. For the one I gave my heart to is a very casual friend. When I hear an old-time love song of the days that used to be, it reminds me of my false love down in Nashville, Tennessee.
Thank you. Thanks just a whole lot, neighbors, and welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. We've got a great list of entertainers lined up for the show tonight, and here's my good friend Grant Turner to tell you who they are.
Well, first off, we got that funny man from East Tennessee, Archie Campbell, with us. Then there's the Jordanaires, Hank Garland, Bill Wood, Tommy Jackson, and the Opera Square Dancers.
And here is our special guest, the Queen of Country Music, Miss Kitty Wells. Kitty will be here with us just a little bit later on, but right now it's my pleasure to introduce a singing group who are great favorites here at the Grand Ole Opry, Gordon Stoker and the Jordanaires, with This Little Light of Mine. Here they are.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Ooh, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Every day, 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 I'll let my little light shine. Oh yes.
On Monday,
gave me the gift of love.
On Tuesday,
peace came from above.
On Wednesday,
told me to have no fear.
On Thursday,
gave me a little more grace.
On Friday,
he told me to watch and pray.
On Saturday,
he told me just what to say.
On Sunday,
he gave me power divine
to let my little light shine.
Well, Jesus gave me light, I'm gonna
let it shine.
Jesus gave me light, I'm gonna
let it shine.
Jesus gave me light, I'm gonna
let it shine. Every day,
of mine. Thank you, Jordanaires. I know everybody enjoyed that. Now it's guest time on the Grand Ole Opry, and I know our guest is a favorite of every one of you. So let's bring her out here and let her know exactly how we all feel. The Queen of Country Music, Miss Kitty Wells. Here she is. Here. Kitty, it sure is great to have you here at the Opry with us tonight, honey.
Thank you, Cope. It's always a pleasure to be here visiting with the folks.
And they're glad to listen too, Kitty. I know you've got two great songs out on Decca Records. Tell me, how are they going, Kitty?
Well, Cope, from all the reports we've been getting on them, seem like they're going to sell real good.
Well, you just bet they are, Kitty. And now it's time that you sang one of them for us. So here she is, neighbors, Miss Kitty Wells, with one of her latest, He's Lost His Love for Me.
I'm walking through the back of an old lonesome town. I've come to see the places that my darling hangs around. What is it that lures him? These things I had to see. My heart must know the reason he's lost his love for me. In and out the honky-tonk I covered one by one. I saw the things he talked about, saw his kind of fun. And if he wants this way of life, I'm glad he set me free. Now my heart knows the reason he's lost his love for me. I covered one by one. I saw the things he talked about, saw his kind of fun. And if he wants this way of life, I'm glad he set me free. Now my heart knows the reason he's lost his love for me.
Grant Turner, let's have your definition of a happy man.
Well, Copas, I don't know if I can answer that or not, because it takes a lot of different things to make people happy. But I know one thing. No man can be happy unless he's comfortable.
And?
Well, I can't tell you what'll make a man comfortable in general. But I can tell you what'll make him comfortable when it comes to pipe smoking.
I reckon you're talking about Prince Albert.
Right. Prince Albert gives a man the most comfortable smoke he can get. PA's always fresh, and it's crimp cut to burn even and slow. And PA sure has flavor and taste pipe smokers like.
Naturally. Prince Albert is made from the fine tobaccos, and the special PA process locks in all that goodness and flavor.
And making men also prefer PA. It rolls easy, smokes mild and mellow. And being crimp cut, PA doesn't blow around or dribble out the ends.
So, making man or pipe smoker, light up with PA and get a tasty, cool, comfortable smoke with Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco. My good friend Tommy Jackson, the Opry Square Dancers, with some fast fiddle playing and capers to an old timer called Bill Cheatham. Here we go.
Boys, don't be slow, chicken and red pants, chicken and I go. Don't be going on, you go, and now you're right, but don't get wrong. Feed your honey and head for home.
Ah, that's great. Tommy Jackson and the Square Dancers, just great. That's what it takes to get things really stirred up here at the Grand Ole Opry. Friends and neighbors, we also love to do for you the old hymns and spirituals on our Grand Ole Opry broadcast each and every Saturday night. Tonight we've picked out one. It's in the spiritual vein. We'd like to ask you folks here in the old Ryman Auditorium to join in with us, Pat Your Hands. It's a hand-patter type song. And we'll all have a lot of fun together. Here is one titled, The Man Upstairs. We hope you enjoy it. Have you talked to the man upstairs? He wants to hear from you. Have you talked to the man upstairs? He's gonna see you through. And if trouble ever troubles you, well, don't you run and hide. And if you ever need a friend, he'll be there by your side. Just turn your eyes to heaven and say a simple prayer. Through the clouds of lace, you'll see his face, no matter when or where. Have you talked to the man upstairs? He wants to hear from you. Have you talked to the man upstairs? He's gonna see you through. Have you talked to the man upstairs? He wants to hear from you. Have you talked to the man upstairs? Just turn your eyes to heaven and say a simple prayer. Through the clouds of lace, you'll see his face, no matter when or where. Have you talked to the man upstairs? He wants to hear from you. Have you talked to the man upstairs? He's gonna see you through if you talk to that man upstairs. Thank you, neighbors. Thanks just a lot. Do me a big favor, will you? Tomorrow morning, pick out the church of your choice and go. You really like it. Speaking of liking things, we've got a featured performer here at the Opry with us tonight who is really a great big favorite with all of you. Now, he didn't turn in a number earlier, and we really oughtn't to let him play on account of that, but he picks a fine electric guitar, so we'll forgive him just this one time. Here he is. With a great number, your friend and mine, Hank Sugarfoot Garland. Yeah! Big guitar. Hank, you sure did play the far out of that number. Thanks so much for being with us here tonight. Well, now we got another great big featured entertainer here on the Opry list tonight. He hails from funnier than a barrel full of monkeys. His name's Archie Campbell, and his friends call him Grandpa. Here he is!
Howdy, Copers!
Hi, Archie!
Glad to see you, but I'm glad my kinfolks made it. How are you, folks?
I'm glad to see you, buddy. I sure am.
Proud to be here.
Now, I'll tell you, Arch.
Yeah?
Before we go on with the show, I'm going to have to interview you, buddy, since you're new here.
How's that?
I'm going to have to interview you.
Oh.
This questionnaire here has to be filled out. Now, all I'm going to do is ask you a few questions.
Another one of them things. That's all I've done all day, hunting a Social Security. If it ain't you, it's vetoed.
All right. Now, here we go. Born?
Huh?
Born.
Well, certainly. Think I was hatched out or something?
I know, but where?
Oh, where was I born?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's a different story. I was born upstairs. See, the reason I was born upstairs, I wanted to be near my mother. You know how it is.
Yeah.
At a time like that.
All right.
To be near them.
Smart, Ellie. When?
Oh, when was I born?
Yeah.
I was born 7 o'clock one morning. In fact, I was born exactly at 7 o'clock one morning.
How do you know it was 7 o'clock?
I had an alarm clock set. See, I was going rabbit hunting that morning. Had to get off in time.
All right, Smarty. How many in the family?
Well, now, let me see, Colt. They was 14.
14 altogether?
No, just one at a time.
You did have brothers and sisters, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You see, all the boys in the family was my brothers, and the girls was my sisters. That's the way it worked out.
Well, you did have some of each, didn't you?
Yes, you see. Yeah. Well, no, I'll tell you the truth, but all in the family, there's every one boys except the girls.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a funny thing about my family. Every one of them had the same name, Copus.
They all had the same name, Arch?
Every one of them was named Bill, except Jack. His name is Joe.
Great gobs of owl eggs. So far, I don't know any more than I did before I started.
Well, if we had a little time, I think I could mess you up pretty good.
All right, now, buddy, what's your occupation?
All right, now, I'm glad you brought that up, buddy, because there's one thing that I'm proud of, and that's my occupation. Proud of it, and I ain't ashamed to tell you what it is.
All right, what is your occupation?
Hard shell Baptist.
Now, just a minute, buddy. Just a minute. That is your belief.
No, hard shell Baptist is my occupation.
Oh, no, 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 no. That's your belief. Now, look, for example, you take Tommy Jackson over there. Look at him.
You take him.
I don't want him, but anyway, there he is.
He's going to show me the difference.
I'm going to show you the difference. Now, he's a fine-looking, upstart-looking young man. And, well, he's a star of the Grand Ole Opry, a great fiddle man. That is his occupation.
You're mixed up, boy. That's his belief. Cope, I was sitting back there twiddling.
You're a booger, buddy.
Sitting back there twiddling my thumbs while going to the dressing room, and all these boys had the radio on to see if their records is being played around over the country. There's four radios on in there, and all of them on different stations. And one radio had on a political speech.
Good gravy.
There's another radio station had on a feller giving out exercises that you take.
Yeah.
Another woman was giving recipes.
Great gobs of owl eggs.
And the fourth radio had on the Grand Ole Opry.
Oh, tell me more.
And I tried to listen at that thing and listen to all of them at the same time.
Well,
and
what'd you get out of it?
Well, I wrote it down here. I thought maybe you'd like to hear just what come out.
What come out?
420 years ago, our forefathers lay flat on their backs with legs extended forward, pour in 2 cups of sugar while Cowboy Copa sings a Filipino baby.
No.
And I promise you that if I'm elected to this office, I will lay flat on my back, add 3 cups of hot water while Roy Acuff sings a Wabash Cannonball. I also promise you that I'll take your tax dollar, hand on left hip, stir in the white of 2 eggs while Hank Snow keeps moving on.
Ah, you look mighty happy and contented, Archie. How come?
Well, the answer is simple, Copus. You know how fussy I've always been about my pipe.
I sure do.
Well, I've discovered that it ain't the pipe so much it makes for good smoking. It's what you put in it.
Oh, you mean Prince Albert smoking tobacco, of course. PA in any pipe gives a smoking man exactly what he wants. A cool, tasty, satisfying, comfortable smoke. Prince Albert's always praised. It's crimp cut. And that special PA process certainly locks in all the natural flavor of the fine tobacco. Making men like PA, too, it rolls easy, smokes mild and mellow. So all you smokers, discover real smoking pleasure for yourself. Light up with America's largest-selling smoking tobacco, Prince Albert.
It's the natural taste, that's the test. The proved Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow PA.
And now, friends, it's time we heard from our guest again. So here she is to sing the other side of her great Decca record, Miss Kitty Wells with Touch and Go Hard. Here she is.
Touch and go. That's how you're loving. First you're mine, and then we're apart. Even though I know what your game is, I still cling to your touch and go hard. You only want my company when you are feeling blue. Just when I think you care a little, there's someone new. Though I know how hopeless my chances, I'm just a slave for your touch and go hard. Touch and go, that's how your love is. First you're mine, and then we're apart. Even though I know what your game is, I still cling to your touch and go hard. You only want my company when you are feeling blue. Just when I think you care a little, there's someone new. Though I know how hopeless my chances, I'm just a slave for your touch and go hard.
Thank you just a whole heap, Kitty Wells, and thanks a million for being here on the Opry with us. Now it's time we heard from another of our great featured performers. And when I say great, I mean just that. The queen of country music piano players, Miss Del Wood. One of her latest records, The New Red Wing.
Stillwood playing for you, her latest. Well, we've got another great record now to preview for you a little bit. It's time for a great song from Cowboy Copas, star. With the help of Randy Hughes, here he is singing Copas' latest dot record, both of them, A World That's Real.
Out into a world unreal, in search of all those things with false appeal. And while you fight your conscience, I'll be here to give the love that you have wanted dear. Come back, come back into a world that's real. You'll never change the way you really feel. And through the dark and lonely nights I'll be the same true love that's waited patiently. You wanted freedom from the ties that bind, and vows when spoken dear would make you mine. And so, my darling, you have had your way. This is all my broken heart can say. Come back into a world that's real. You'll never change the way you really feel. And through the dark and lonely nights I'll be the same true love that's waited patiently.
Thank you very much, friends and neighbors. Thanks just a whole heap, and thanks for being here with us tonight at the Grand Ole Opry. We certainly hope you've had a lot of fun. Be here with us next Saturday night, and we'll all have a lot of fun together. Thanks so much for being with us at the Grand Ole Opry.
Taste a real cigarette. Have a Camel. Taste a real cigarette. Have a Camel. The best tobacco makes the best smoke. So have a Camel, have a real smoke. So rich in flavor, mild all the way. No wonder it's the number one smoke in the USA. Taste a real cigarette. Have a Camel. Taste a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
More people smoke Camels today than any other cigarette of any kind. The best tobacco makes the best smoke. The Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled for rich flavor and easygoing mildness. Taste a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.